listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your morning news briefing. A military vehicle has crashed into a Serena ampole, driving directly through the roof of the petrol station just after 5 p.m. A spokesperson for Queensland Police said that emergency services were called, but no one is injured, adding that the servo has suffered significant damage. Ergon Energy has been tasked to shut down the power at the site and the truck is expected to be moved this morning. Underwhelmed and disappointed, that's how Dawson MP Andrew Wilcox has described the federal budget handed down overnight. He says that there was supposed to be Bruce Highway funding, but it fell short.
In our neck of the woods, it's how we get our supplies up from the city and how we get our produce to market. But I couldn't find one single thing in the budget to fix the Bruce Highway. And
households across Queensland will not pay an electricity bill until March next year. It comes after Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers copied the state government and gave everyone a power price rebate in Tuesday night's budget.
Prices would have risen 15% in the last year if not for our efforts. Instead, they rose an average of 2%. And tonight, I assure Australians that more help is on the way.
He adds that he trusts the measures and hopes that it means inflation will drop to within the Reserve Bank's target range by December. An innovative rock-zapping technology could revolutionise the mining industry. High-voltage pulse technology is being used to selectively separate high-grade material from barren rock more effectively than current methods. Dr. Christian Antonio from UQ Sustainable Minerals Institute says HVP is in the process of becoming commercially viable and will hopefully be implemented in the mining sector very soon.
There are other technologies like HVP out there, but it hasn't been implemented in the mining industry. So the application of HVP is quite novel.